Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Nagaland becomes first state in the Northeast region to bring out report on district domestic product. Chief Secretary J. Alam says statistical data is one of prime importance for government and policy makers. Nagaland joins the rest of the world in observing DENT International Day of Yoga. And Nagaland Governor Lal Ganesan inaugurates water reservoir at Good Samaritan Senior Citizens Home, Mirema. Now the news in detail. Nagaland has become the first state in the Northeast region to bring out the report of District Domestic Product, DDP, estimates. The first report on DDP Nagaland, published by the Department of Economics and Statistics, was released by Advisor IT and Communication, Economics and Statistics and Evaluation Nagaland, H. Setunkyo Sangdam, today during a one-day state-level workshop to promote user-producer interface on gross state domestic product, GSDP, and district domestic product, DDP, at Kohima. As per the report, the GSDP at constant price of Nagaland has increased from 12,176.74 crore rupees during 2011-12 to 18,476.79 crore rupees during 2019-20. It reported that the structure of Nagaland's economy shows that the tertiary sector has emerged as the most robust sector, contributing 61.47% to the total gross state value added during 2019-20, followed by primary sector and secondary sector with 27.57% and 10.95% respectively. While the per capita income of the state during 2019-20 was 1,227.59 crore rupees, meanwhile, Dimapur district has been ranked with the largest economy with a gross district domestic product value of 5,436.11 crore rupees during 2019-20, whereas Longling is the district with the smallest economy with a GDDP value of 621.12 crore rupees. In terms of per capita income, Dimapur district is again the highest with a value of 1,94,514 rupees, followed by Longling district with a value of 1,54,000 rupees, whereas Mon district is the lowest amongst the districts with the value of 77,738 rupees. A one-day state-level workshop to promote the user-producer interface on gross state domestic product, GSDP, and district domestic product, DDP, under Support for Statistical Strengthening Sub-Scheme was organized by Department of Economics and Statistics at Kohima today. Speaking at the program as the special guest, Chief Secretary J. Alam said, statistical data is of prime importance for the government and the policy makers. He noted how an inaccurate census of the state had a negative impact in all the sectors. The Chief Secretary noted that over the years, the quality of data collected by the Economics and Statistics Department has greatly improved. He said the data will address the regional disparity, which is a major issue in the state. Alam hoped that the DPP will help in dispelling the wrong perceptions about the economic development of various parts of the state. As per the report, Dimapur has the highest district per capita income and is followed by Longling, Zonubudur, Beren, Kifere and Mukokchung. This is followed by Woka, Kohima, Duensang and Peck, with Mon coming in the last rank. Additional Director General and Head of National Accounts Division, Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, Dr. Prafala Chandra Mishra said, the state GDP is a very important criteria, not only for devolution of funds to the state, but also to see how the state has changed and shifted structurally. Nagaland joined the rest of the world to observe the 10th International Day of Yoga. In Kohima, Department of Youth Resources and Sports, in collaboration with National Ayush Mission, Directorate of Health and Family Welfare, Nagaland, organized an event at IG Stadium, Kohima, this morning. Officials from the Youth Resources and Sports, students from IG Academy, Modern Higher Secondary School, Nehru Yuva Kendra and NCC girls performed common yoga protocol under the guidance of yoga instructor of Integrated Ayush Hospital, RASA, Chedema Kelhozasi Lawrence. The session included asanas, poses, pranayama, breathing exercises, and meditation for 45 minutes. The yoga instructor explained the various benefits of each asanas, pranayama, and do's and don'ts in the practice of yoga. Under Mon District, members of Hoyang Nawang Football Club, in collaboration with Nehru Yuva Kendra Mon, organized a program at Chenwetnyu to mark the day. The program witnessed yoga in action and the organizers sharing on the importance of yoga and its impact on health. In Woka, the Assam Rifles and 25 Nagaland NCC Battalion Kohima Group celebrated International Yoga Day at Woka Garrison. During the event, enthusiastic participants engaged in a comprehensive yoga session led by experienced instructors. In Noglak, students from Merikulam Society and members of Football Association Noglak celebrated a yoga day at a multidisciplinary stadium. The program was organized by the Youth Resource Department and the Football Association Noglak. The International Yoga Day in Dimapur was held at Sri Sri Ram Thakur Seva Ashram. Yoga enthusiasts from all pockets of Dimapur participated in the celebration organized by Dimapur Bengali Students' Union. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Nagaland Governor Lal Ganesan today inaugurated a water reservoir at Good Samaritan Senior Citizens Home, Merema. Speaking at a program, the governor said that inauguration of the water reservoir is more than just a structure, as it is also a symbol of commitment to ensuring the well-being of the elderly residents. The governor exhorted the residents of the home, saying that they are the pillars of the society and bearers of wisdom and cherished traditions. The governor said it is crucial that we remember the values of compassion and empathy. He said it is our collective responsibility to provide the best care and attention which elders deserve. Advisor IT and Communication Economics and Statistics Nagaland H. Setronkyo Sangdam today said the release of the first report on District Domestic Product Nagaland is a red letter day for the department. Sangdam said the department has become the sole agency to come up with a well-documented statistical data which can serve as a catalyst for decentralization of policy-making at the districts. Sangdam said the report will be of immense utility in addressing the inter-district economic disparity and in addressing the economic challenges of each district. Nagaland government has appointed two more government spokespersons. Governor Lal Ganesan, in an order, said the Tourism and Higher Education Minister, Demjan Imna Along, and Forest, Environment and Climate Change Minister, C.L. John, have been appointed as government spokespersons with immediate effect. World Music Day is being celebrated today. Also known as Fit de la Music, it is an annual celebration that promotes the power of music in its universal language. Musicians and music lovers from around the world come together to perform and enjoy various genres of music on World Music Day. In Nagaland, musicians from across the state are organizing several gigs and concerts to commemorate the day. Nagaland Chief Minister Rio has greeted the music fraternity and music lovers on the occasion of World Music Day. In a social media post, Rio said, "Today we celebrate the universal language that transcends all boundaries." He added that we celebrate music in all its forms and impact on the human spirit. The Chief Minister exuded hope that music will continue to inspire and uplift us every day. And now to end the news, here are the headlines again. Nagaland becomes the first state in the Northeast region to bring out report on district domestic product. Chief Secretary J. Alam says statistical data is of prime importance for government and policy makers. Nagaland joins the rest of the world in observing 10th International Day of Yoga. and Nagaland Governor Lal Ganesan inaugurates water reservoir at Good Samaritan's Senior Citizens Home, Maryama. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.